when their home burned up. Didn't have a dime of insurance. So, five children in school. It was tough. You can see yourself. This is how far we've got. It's all paid for. We don't owe a dime on nothing here. It's not been easy. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty hard down the line. And like I say, the older people, I can remember so many of the old timers were in here when the Civil War went on. Mm-hmm. And I grew up as a kid and knew them and then had to bury them in the ground. There's one old gentleman, he's pictures in his gravestone. He was the first dead person that I ever put my hands on. And I helped wash him and dress him on the 13th day of December of 1919. I was called on by a neighbor man. I just happened along, coming in from work. And the old gentleman passed away. And back then, we had prepared for burial. We went in and we dressed him and fixed him, prepared for burial. And so that's the first gentleman, the first dead person that I ever put my hands on. And I helped dress him. His picture, he was 80 some odd years old. And in his gravestone, this picture is just as natural today as he looked when before he passed away. And his brother, they was prize fighters more or less back about when Hickman County turned of the century and on past. And I told you the old county seat was Vernon, Tennessee. Yeah, and they'd gather over there around Vernon. They had a log courthouse and a log jailhouse. And Uncle Clay, the gentleman that I'm telling you about that I helped prepare for burial, his brother was 7 feet and 2 inches tall. And when he died in January of 1917. And they didn't have a coffin in Hickman County that was long enough or large enough for the old gentleman. And Mr. was the undertaker at Centerville at that time. And, of course, back at that time, they sold coffins at only Vernon, Vernon and Pinewood and around. But they wasn't there when they were large enough. So he ordered this casket from Nashville, and it come down on an early train back then. A little train run down and come down to Nashville. And he picked this casket up at Nunley, and him and his wife died within 2 hours of each other. And he brought them on out, and we dug this grave and buried them both in the same grave. They were buried above here in the cemetery, the Dunaway Cemetery. And the old gentleman was buried, that's the largest grave I ever have dig. It was 8 feet long and 5 feet wide. And that's we buried them both, put them both in there side by side. Different coffins, you know. Each one had a coffin and buried them there.
Is a casket different from a coffin?
No, I call them coffins. What we did now, the late years, is casket. Coffins then, you made the most of them, but at that time they didn't make their caskets. They bought it. Undertaker beard. That was among the first. The first hearse, the undertaker that I ever seen, passed through here on August of 1905. I was 5 years old, and I was having the chills. And they brought this gentleman down to the White House church and preached his funeral, and then they carried him to the head of the creek up here to bury him. And I got to the window when this hearse went through with these big horses, carrying him on up there. Now, that's the first hearse that I ever seen. That was in August. He died in August of 1905. So that's going back when things were just beginning to unwind in this country in here. And then as the later years went on, as I could tell you, these people, they passed on and on. And now they're all gone. They were here. My wife's uncle came in here from Texas in 57. And he left here in November of 1900. And I was a month old. And he'd been gone 57 years. So he came here and spent the night with us.